Lucas Turner, KDNK News Director, thanks for joining me on the news brief this week. I want to talk about the situation in Rifle that happened last night. Alan George, a Rifle resident in his 50s, has died as a result of a gunshot wound or wounds received on the Colorado River Bridge spanning the river between Rifle and the highway. What happened?
Yeah, so according to what we know, the incident took place between 7 and 7:30 p.m. The suspect was stopped on an active warrant, and it says that he surfaced with a weapon in hand.
Surfaced. We don't exactly know what surface means, right?
It's unclear what surfaced means, and you know, in terms of the press release, but according to an article in the Post-Independent and an interview with Walt Stowe from the Garfield County Sheriff's Department, said that the suspect did have a gun. And then there are some people who have said that the suspect was pointing the gun at his chest when they drove by. But that's something that hasn't been explicitly stated by anyone either.
Have those people come forward as witnesses?
So I don't know if anyone has come forward as a witness, but they are actively seeking witnesses to come forward, anybody who was potentially driving by during the incident or maybe saw it from, you know, some other area.
Yeah, the investigator is Matt Jenness, and people can reach him at 970-665-0220. That's 665-0220 if you have any information on this incident. As for the officers, it sounds like there were two officers involved in this.
Yeah, that's correct. They're both alive, uninjured, according to the press releases. They have both been put on paid administrative leave as per the Rifle Police Department policy on officer-involved shootings and deaths. So basically what happened from there is that the situation escalated. They say that the suspect would not comply with directives, and so the language is, for the health, safety, and welfare of the general public, as well as the officers present, shots were fired. The suspect was struck by gunfire and then taken to a local hospital, and he was later pronounced dead.
It suggests, the press release language suggests, that the officers fired the shots, but we don't know this for sure yet.
Yes, that's okay. What I would say as well.
So there are a lot of unanswered questions. We don't know who the officers are, who fired the shots. We don't know if Alan George was trying to commit suicide or if he was aiming the gun at officers or aiming the gun at himself.
We don't know what this escalation was. Again, I guess that's what you're getting at with him. You know, we don't know if he aimed the gun at the officers, but it sounds like they made the decision to fire to, as they say, protect the welfare of the general public and officers present. But again, they're not explicitly stating that. So it is implied, but we don't know for sure.
So what's the mood in Rifle?
I think everybody is kind of on edge a little bit, but the bridge was open by 6 a.m. this morning. So everybody was able to go about their daily business in the same way that they normally would. So it wasn't super disruptive. I was kind of planning on taking a back route this morning, but the bridge opened right before 6 a.m.
So was that surprising to you?
It was a little surprising to me. I kind of expected the bridge to be closed for a little while longer, but you know, maybe the details of the investigation were pretty straightforward and they didn't need more time. They were looking at things in the dark, obviously, all night, but so yeah, I would say that was a little bit surprising to me, but they were probably trying to do that so that there wasn't even more speculation about what was happening. They probably wanted to get the bridge open again as soon as possible, as it is a main flow of traffic for Rifle.
It's the main entrance to Rifle. Well, Lucas Turner, news director for KDNK, thanks for talking with me about this. And again, if you have any information or witnessed anything related to this incident that happened Monday evening, August 5th, around 7 o'clock, contact investigator Matt Jenness at 970-665-0220. That's it for the weekly news brief. Thanks a lot, Lucas.
Thank you.